Does music make you more productive? What's on your to-do list playlist? Hello, this is Stephanie Callahan of Callahan Solutions, and you can find me at productiveandorganized.net. A while ago, I asked you if you preferred to work in your office or in your house. Where did you find you were more productive? Now, in that cast, I talked about how it's important to understand what works for you. What makes you focus? What makes you want to get up and move? What helps you with creativity? For me, it is frequently music. You see, I grew up in a very music-filled family. My dad was a band director for years, and I grew up listening to students practice a variety of different types of music. We also had all kinds of 8-tracks, records, cassette tapes, etc. that we played all of the time. Now, for those of you that may not be in my generation and don't know what those things are, that was today's version of iPods, MP3 players, and CDs. Out of those experiences, I grew a very eclectic musical taste. And with every exposure to a new friend or experience, I learned about new genres of music, and my collection continued to grow. I have found that different kinds of music inspire me to do different kinds of work. There are different rhythms and different moods that are inspired by various types of music. I listen to music with vocals, and I also listen to music that's instrumental only. For example, I've found that if I play club or house music, or you may call it dance music, I'm much more likely to get my house cleaning done quickly. I clean and dance and sing all at the same time, and the family joins in too. I listen to jazz or piano when I'm writing. I listen to classical when I'm learning, etc. I have various stations set up on Pandora.com, that's Pandora.com, that I can play at any moment to meet the mood and environment that I want to establish. I was interested to read about the Mozart effect, though. There are a few studies that say various combinations of Mozart music will improve concentration. Now, what they say is that the mathematical equations that occur within Mozart's music, and understand that there's math in all music, but the combinations, they say, will actually make the neurons in your brain fire differently or more effectively. Now, there's also a few studies that debunk that entire theory, too. But nevertheless, I have some clients that swear by Mozart. There's even a series that was made up called The Mozart Effect that has various types of his work all combined together that are supposed to be helping with different areas. So go out onto Amazon and you can learn more. There's 5 different volumes: Strength the Mind, Heal the Body, Unlock the Creative Spirit, Focus and Clarity, and Relaxing and Unwinding. So what types of music help you get the things done that you want to get done? Please leave a comment, let me know, even leave me a link where I can listen too. Hey, you might even introduce me to new music that for my collection. If you'd like more productivity tips and tricks, check out my blog at productiveandorganized.net. This is Stephanie Callahan of Callahan Solutions. Productive and Organized will help you find your way. And if you like this cast, I'd love it if you'd share it with your friends on Facebook or Twitter, or email it, or however you want to share it. Thanks, and have a great day. This is Stephanie, signing off.